I can't listen to the radio anymore. Nothing makes sense like it did before. You know, we might just learn us a thing or two. We can find that song, High Lonesome and Blue. Yeah, when did country music get rid of the old western? What about Bluegrass Man, where's Earl and Lester? You can't have a nightmare if you don't know how to dream. It ain't all happy endings and peaches and cream. Well, there ain't nothing better than Loretta and Dolly, Johnny Cash, Chuck Berry, and Buddy Holly. Life ain't always supposed to be a bowl of cherries. You take it from Harlan Howard and Mickey Newberry. I remember the day that Harlan Howard died. I just sat and stared at my radio for hours and cried. It was the first thing I'd heard that moved me to tears. It was the first thing I'd heard that moved me in years. Now when did country music get rid of the western? What about Bluegrass Man, where's Earl and Lester? Now you can't have a nightmare if you don't dream. It ain't all happy endings and peaches and cream. Well, there ain't nothing better than Loretta and Dolly, Johnny Cash, Chuck Berry, and Buddy Holly. Yeah, life ain't always supposed to be a bowl of cherries. You take it from Harlan Howard and Mickey Newberry. Yeah, well, Elvis Presley may be the boy who invented rock and roll, but Blue Moon of Kentucky's by Mr. Bill Monroe. When the country music get rid of the western, what about Bluegrass Man, where's Earl and Lester? Now you can't have a nightmare if you've never had a dream. It ain't all happy endings and peaches and cream. Well, there ain't nothing better than Loretta and Dolly, Johnny Cash, Chuck Berry, Buddy Holly. And life ain't always supposed to be a bowl of cherries. You take it from Harlan Howard and Mickey Newberry. Life ain't supposed to be a bowl of cherries. You rest in peace, Mr. Howard and Mr. Newberry. I can't listen to the radio anymore. Nothing makes sense like it did before.
Silently gone. watching it drag on and on. Now the good is an end in it while there's still time left. See that your mind's your own. 'Cause you're not my same sweet baby. All the bright lights, lady, they've taken the baby from you. Girl, I'm not saying my bubble's so great, the hard times won't break it too. I'll just be back in my bed silently gone. What's the good in pretending and watching it drag on and on? Now the good is in ending it while there's still time left to see that your mind. Same sweet baby, baby. Girl, I'm not saying I haven't done some changing too. So please stop your crying, Lord knows I'm not trying to lay all the blame off on you. I'll just be packing my things and silently gone.
Hey, this is Chuck Prophet, and you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM. Woo!
I turned down the covers on a bed where two lovers found reasons to fade each new day. In a room filled with memories, in a house built for love, on a street down in Swiss Cottage Place, my mind surrenders as all the remembers come to steal the moment away. Yesterday is gone, and where I stand here alone, it's a hollow ringing place called today. Last night I watched baby as she was boarding Greyhound bus back to St. Louis. Lord, I couldn't let her know that I knew why she was leaving. Not after all we've been through, slipping my coat from my shoulders, I said, "Honey, it may get cold in St. Louis." And the look in her eyes turned suddenly very sad when she knew that I knew what she'd do. Now my mind surrenders as all the remembers come to steal the moment away. Yesterday's gone, and where I stand here alone, it's a hollow ringing place called today.
Welcome back to the Twang Trust. That was Mickey Newberry from his classic record, Frisco Mabel Joy. And a song that Roger Miller actually covered later in his career.
Yeah, they both did amazing versions of that song, and one word was changed. You know, if she knew what I... I should have listened to the song. But there was one word changed, so if you ever get a chance to pick up the Mickey Newberry version, compare it to Roger Miller, and it really changes the entire meaning of the song.
Mm.
And even the meaning that you may get from it is probably not the correct meaning, but it's... just very cool to try to interpret a Mickey Newberry song, because there's so many levels you could pick up on things.
Mm-hmm.
And he also was, I've been reading a little bit more about him since he passed away, and he really wrote deeply into his music that there was a lot of meanings behind things. Like, he would mention Corpus Christi, and that actually meant the body of Christ and stuff. And
wow.
Yeah, he was very prolific.
Neat. That, and the song before that was actually from a tribute record to that album that came out about 5 years ago. I tracked a copy down a week ago. I didn't even know it existed. Frisco Mabel Joy Revisited. We heard Chuck Prophet doing You're Not My Same Sweet Baby.
Great and, version.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It was very fine. And off the top, Mike Plume and Harlan Howard and Mickey Newberry. A song recorded live at the Studome in 2002.
Did you hear about Harlan's funeral?
No.
Unbelievable. When I was supposed to interview Harlan, and I missed him by a month, I believe. And he was one of the people I was supposed to interview, so I was sad to miss him. And I missed Johnny Cash, too. Those were two people that I was going to interview for the book. But what they did for Harlan's funeral is they took him around in his casket. They went up and down Broadway into the different bars, and they carried him around dead. And they all got so drunk, and there was apparently people pouring whiskey shooters into the casket and stuff. It was just insane, because he was like an eternal partier in Nashville, so that's how he wanted to go out. So
wow.
That's what I was told anyways.
Yeah.
You know, I never saw any photos or anything, but if it's true, it's a good story.
Absolutely.
And if it's not true, well, it's a half-decent story.
Yeah, might as well be. Yeah. We haven't played near as much Roger. We should probably do like a week of these shows, because
sure,
there's so much Roger Miller music that's amazing. You know, I was saying to Lyle earlier, it's probably about a year ago that I actually bought my first vinyl Roger Miller album. I got the very first album, whatever you want to. What do you refer to that album as? It's got like three titles.
Is it Roger and Out?
Roger and Out. That's what I think it was supposed to have originally been called. That's what it says on the label. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't actually say that on the cover anywhere.
It's very bizarre, and Dwight Yoakam explained that.
Yeah.
If you recall.
Yeah.
That Roger was just sick of the music industry. He was moving to California to be an actor. And on the way out to California, he turned on the radio, and all of a sudden, Dang Me was a huge hit. And so he went back to Nashville, and the rest is history.
Yeah. But the thing that amazed me, I bought that album, and I've found, at least, well, half a dozen or so of the original things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing. I mean, I've had this box set for, a number of years now, and it's awesome. But you get these original albums, like the first five Roger Miller albums, there isn't a bum song on there.
No.
I mean, they're all amazing songs. I mean, you take the worst song on any of those records, and it's a better song than anybody's ever written.
I agree with you 100%.
So, and I've just been amazed at the songs that are on there that weren't on the box set, how great they are. There's just some gems on there.
I imagine that was a pretty difficult task to actually sit down and do the box set, because there is so much Roger Miller material out there. Hopefully they'll do another one. the original concept of the book, when I had this idea back in the 99, 2000, was to actually include a CD of kind of the rarest of Roger stuff that was included on there. But the cost to get the permissions and was just insane. Plus a lot of those companies aren't even in existence anymore. Roger Miller Music doesn't exist anymore. Also, I wanted to do a second CD to include with the book that was going to have rare interview clips and just a bunch of things like that. Because to listen to him talk live is just unbelievable, because he was so quick-witted. Did you ever see the DVD that they have?
The King of the Road thing, yeah.
When he sings Do Wackadoo and he makes a mistake and in the middle of it, he says, we do a highly informal show.
Yeah.
The higher we get, the more informal we are.
Yeah, that's a that's a treat. If you ever get a chance to see that, it's a hoot.
It's very cool.
I found one of my favorite things I've come across, and the full thing might be coming out soon, but there's a, I found a Muppet videotape. It's like country music people who were on the Muppet Show.
Yeah,
and there's a couple of Roger Miller things on there that are just priceless. Like he does a medley, and then he does this great song, which I hadn't heard at the time, called The Hat.
Oh, it's awesome.
It's awesome. I went out and found a copy of the original album. We'll have to play that. It's just a brilliant little thing.
It's unbelievable. And again, that's a track that very few people know.
Yeah.
I know when I do my live shows, I do lots of Roger Miller songs that are like, you know, What Are Those Things with Big Black Wings. You know, a lot of those rare tracks, Won't You Come Be My Friend and stuff, All I Love Is You, you know. Unfortunately, the crowd doesn't recognize the songs.
Yeah.
But, you know, hopefully someday they will.
Yeah. Did he actually host an episode of The Muppet Show?
From what I understand, that is correct. I was told by a few people he was co-hosting The Tonight Show when Johnny Carson was sick, and he was doing a whole bunch of hosting as well for TNN back when it was the Nashville Network.
Right.
And I did actually see some of those clips, and it was just phenomenal. You know, there was no star that he had on there that was as good or as funny as Roger Miller.
Yeah.
Like, the Country Music Hall of Fame was absolutely unbelievable to me. When I went to Nashville, they opened up their doors, and they said, anything you need, you got it. And so I had access to their whole video library, and they have, you know, a Bible of video stuff. Unfortunately, nothing from the Roger Miller Show, because that was on NBC, but anything that was aired on the Nashville Network, they had. And a lot of the old footage, Nashville Now. Like, Ralph Emery used to have a television show.
Right.
Yeah, in the mornings. And a lot of the guys would show up, and they just wouldn't go to sleep.
Yeah.
So, some of those clips were pretty funny.
I remember seeing a show. I've got, I don't know, it's going to take me forever to dig it up. I know I have it somewhere, and I know I didn't take the whole thing, which I want to kick myself for. But there was some sort of a steamboat show. I think you mentioned it in your book somewhere.
Yeah.
That had, I know Lyle Lovett was on it, and that's who I was paying attention to at the time.
Oh, okay.
But it was like a Roger Miller special, wasn't it, per se?
I
guess that was around the Big River time.
It was based around that, and I never did see that.
Oh, no?
One of these days. And so that's what I'm really hoping with the book, is I'm hoping some of these people out there that have this footage will contact me and say, hey,
if you're
a Roger fan.
I do have clips of the show anyways.
Do you?
I know I do have at least one clip of Roger and Lyle Lovett together, this weird little comedy bit.
Oh, really? Nice.
So I will dig that up someday soon.
You know, you mentioned comedy. I should mention this. On Saturday, October 1st at Pantages Theater, it's Lyle Lee Style appearing with Taz, Big Daddy Taz and Friends. It's a comedy night. A lot of people tell me my music is a joke, so it seemed to be the perfect fit.
Nah.
And proceeds from that show are going to the Manitoba Mood Disorders Association. And I'll be selling books there, and $250 from every book will be going straight to the association. And I'll be singing a few songs, and I don't know if there's a water tank or not, but
I bet there
is. I'm sure there'll be people throwing stuff at me.
Wow.
And so tickets are available through Ticketmaster on that. So it goes to a great cause.
Oh,
and
cool.
The reason we kind of got associated with that is because we said Roger did mess around with a lot of medication, self-medication, and I think part of it was due to depression. So there's a lot of people out there that suffer from that or different mood disorders. If you ask any of my family, they could definitely tell you I have a number of mood disorders. check with my wife.
Yeah. Well, that's great. That's this Saturday?
This Saturday.
All right.
Yeah, so it should be fun. It'd be nice to be on the same stage that Don Williams played on.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And
wow.
So many others. It's maybe, amazing. Yeah. You know, I really don't understand why some of these buildings don't have, you know, posters or whatever outside just showing that, you know, Charlie Chaplin used to play
yeah,
here.
Yeah, no kidding. You know? Yeah. Where's the little Hall of Fame? I mean, yeah, how much work could it be to frame a couple of photos?
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
I know I got to design the poster for the Bob Dylan show when he played the concert hall. I did two shows
oh, wow.
there.
And nice.
My dream was to get him to autograph the thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I got the promoter. I had the thing dry mounted and everything. It was already real easy to do. And I got the promoter to try, and he asked, you know, I guess the tour manager, who basically laughed at him and said, no, maybe if this was being framed and putting up in a display in the lobby alongside a whole slew of other things that were already there, he might do it.
Yeah. But, you know, I call him God Dylan, but, you know, I hear he's a little difficult, and it's sad. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, speaking of difficult, we got to talk about Willie Nelson.
Yeah, good old Willie.
I couldn't believe the story in the book about Willie.
It was a little bizarre. You know, I really felt like I was physically assaulted. What happened was I was actually, when I went to go do the interview, Willie's bus drove away when they told me I was supposed to go do the interview. And eventually the bus turned back around. And we drove quite a ways. A friend of mine flew in from Calgary, and we drove from Winnipeg to Fargo. And what happened was I was actually thrown onto the tour bus, and it was very bizarre because there was no reason for me to be assaulted by the bus driver and whoever else was there. And I looked up to my left, and there was a native gentleman, I'm guessing a chief. He had the full outfit with feathers, and he had leather pants on. And I look right in front of me, and Willie's face didn't change at all. Didn't know what I was doing on the bus or what was going on. So it was it was a surreal experience because I don't think I've ever been kind of like thrown around before. And, you know, you think it's going to be a friendly experience. It's not like Willie was mean by any chance. I'm still a big fan of Willie Nelson, but it was a little awkward when something like that happens and you try to conduct an intelligent interview.
That was very bizarre.
Yeah.
And a part that didn't make it, and you mentioned at the book launch last night, was you're asking about a song that he couldn't even recall having written?
Yeah, it was a song called Heroes, and he told me that he never recorded a song called Heroes. He thought I was talking about my heroes have always been cowboys. And I quoted some of the lyrics. I can't count the times he made me laugh, but this time he made me cry. And I thought that was about Roger Miller because a lot of these guys looked at Roger Miller as a hero.
Sure.
And he simply told me I did not record that song. And that was really bizarre because I know for a fact he did. It's on the WW2 album with Waylon Jennings, and it's a duet. And it's just really bizarre how a song can really change your life, and you can be so affected by a lyric, and the person that sung that lyric doesn't even remember doing it. So,
wow.
You know, it was definitely a bizarre experience. You know, I'm still a fan of Willie Nelson, but sometimes it's better not to meet your heroes.
Yeah. Wow. Well, hey, we got to play a bit more Roger Miller music, and here's one of these funny songs that doesn't appear to mean anything.